For his third missionary tour, Paul travelled overland from Antioch in Syria, in the northern part of Palestine, to Ephesus, the capital city of the Roman province of Proconsular Asia, which lay on the west coast of Asia Minor. Ephesus became the center for his work of evangelization in the whole region. God enabled Paul to preach the word with power and to perform extraordinary miracles, so that all the people who lived in the province of Asia, both Jews and Gentiles, heard the word of the Lord and saw the wonders accomplished by Paul. In this way, the message of the gospel spread rapidly, and there were many conversions. Paul stayed nearly 3 years in Ephesus. During that time, several churches were planted. The seven churches in the province of Asia, to which the seven letters of the book of Revelation are addressed, as well as the assemblies in Colossae and Hierapolis, were probably founded at that time, either by Paul himself or by his fellow workers. Paul's powerful, spirit-filled ministry aroused the interest of the local population and brought them to believe in the truth of his message. The signs and wonders he accomplished confirmed the preaching of the gospel and inspired respect and trust, so that many came to faith in Christ. Even handkerchiefs and linen that had touched Paul were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and evil spirits left them. Now Ephesus was a city in which the occult was held in high esteem. Many of the inhabitants, Gentiles and apostate Jews, used magic for healings and exorcism. Supernatural practices were so widespread that the town had become famous throughout the ancient world for its occult literature, known as the Ephesia Grammatica, a term familiar in the Greco-Roman world for magical writings in general. A family of exorcists happened to be in Ephesus at that time. They were the seven sons of a Jewish chief priest named Siva. The brothers went from place to place driving out evil spirits with magical formulas. The Gentiles would often use the names of foreign divinities when practicing their magic arts. Ancient papyrus and parchment scrolls containing spells and magic charms attest that the name of Jesus and other Jewish names were used by Gentile exorcists. So when the sons of Siva saw that Paul healed the sick and drove out evil spirits by the power of Jesus, they thought they could take this name for their own use. So they invoked the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed, saying, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." But one day, a man on whom they tried this formula had a very unexpected reaction. The evil spirit replied, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but you, who are you?" Then the demon-possessed man attacked them violently and overpowered them. He gave the brothers such a beating that they ran out of the house wounded and bleeding and with their clothes torn off. All the Jews and Gentiles living in Ephesus heard about this. They were filled with fear, and the name of the Lord Jesus was held in great honor. Many of those who had come to believe in Jesus openly confessed the wrong they had done, and many others who had practiced magic brought their scrolls together and burnt them publicly. When the value of the scrolls that were destroyed was calculated, the total came to 50,000 drachmas. A drachma was about a day's wages. Such an enormous sum of money for papyrus and parchment scrolls, even though the cost of such manuscripts was always very high, presupposes a great number of conversions among those in the industry of the occult. The impact of this revival in a city where the art of magic was so prevalent was an outstanding victory for Christ. In this way, the word of the Lord became more and more powerful. Next episode, a riot in Ephesus.